Could we turn for a few moments to Matthew's Gospel, please? Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Matthew 9 and 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, I want quickly to gather up some thoughts on harvest, on harvest days. There are many, many references and occasions where harvest is mentioned in Holy Scripture, as we well know, and many of them illustrating exactly what's before me tonight. First thing I want to mention, number one, a plentiful harvest. Matthew 9:37, we read it. The harvest truly is great, or plenteous, as Matthew reads it, but the laborers are few. I remember the second year when Tom Lewis and I were out. We were sitting on the platform. And even then, in those early days, I remember there were up to 5,000 in the evening meeting. And it was then, for the first time, one word stood out in Matthew 9:37. The word truly. The harvest truly is great. I have never seen that word, at least of any, with any significance, till then. India is the second largest population in the world. A few years it will overtake China. It's the largest democracy in the world. Economically and materially, it's rising fast. I understand in a comparatively short number of years, economically in the world, China, one. India, two. United States of America, three. That's what's happening, not part of the world. Yes, plentiful harvest. Number two, and you needn't turn to the scripture if you want to note them, in John 4:35, a present harvest. You remember the woman at the well. Disciples came back. She had come to the Lord. The crowd were coming out of the city. The whole city was coming out to see the Savior. And he said to the disciples, lift up your eyes and look. Where were their eyes looking at that time? Well, they had gone to get food. They said to the master, eat. In other words, their eyes were all down on the material and the temple. And the Lord said, lift up your eyes and look what's ahead of you. A present harvest. Harvest that's ripe already to harvest. That's as I see it. Carey went out to India, labored years to see his first convert. We go out now, reap straight away. There is also what I might mention, a pitiful harvest. Matthew 9:37, the laborers are few. We have all our workers spread over quite a big area, and tribal areas, mountainous areas everywhere. But Jonah has told me this large region, and we haven't a worker in it. Not a worker in it. No witness whatever. My friend, that's a pitiful harvest. Because those souls, we know, will respond, as all do, in those places who have never had. Number four, we have a prompt harvest. I stop for a moment because I love this one. Loved it for a long time. You'll find way back in Genesis 26:12, Isaac sowed and the same year reaped what? 100-fold. Same year. Remember saying to myself, that's rare reaping. Matter who the man is, farmer or businessman, whoever, it's not often you sow and reap 100-fold the same year. That's rare. But Isaac did with his fields, and he reaped 100-fold the same year. An immediate harvest for Isaac. Immediate harvest for those who will go to that land. Another thing I would mention, John 4:36, is a paying harvest. Because the Lord promised, he that reapeth shall receive wages, fruit unto life eternal. Well, my dear friend, what wages? For a man to get paid back in wages like that, I don't know anything to compare with. You go to your work, you get your wages at the end of the week or the month or the year, whatever. You look at them, that's wages, that's pounds and pence. And that's necessary. But if you had a soul for your wage, which would you choose? Gather a fruit unto life eternal. My friend, that's a paying harvest. Two things and I finish. The next thing, number six, Matthew 9:38, a planned harvest. Because our Lord gave the plan in the detail. He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers. Now I don't know whether they prayed or not, but almost suggested itself to me they did immediately what the Lord said. Because when you come into the very next chapter 10, there you have him calling the 12 and sending them immediately. Yes, that is the Lord's plan for the harvest. First praying, then sending, then reaping. That's the plan. That was our Lord's plan for the harvest. Finally, I'm in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, 20. Familiar words. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. We're not saved. That's a past harvest. Yes, we preach the gospel there. We do well, a warning note. Everyone gets their day of opportunity. Everyone without exception gets their day of opportunity. That doesn't last. It's only a day. Like every day comes to a close. Your day will come to a close. My day. Everyone's day comes to a close. But I wonder, will it be the lament of your heart? Harvest past. Summer's ended. Opportunities gone. I'm lost. 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 So, may God forbid it. But can I bring in an application further here? Just, was it 2 years ago or so? The Indian government then in power for some time was toppled. The most anti-Christian government in India's history was toppled. And into its place came the Congress Party, with its roots back in Gandhi's, the old Gandhi Party. Of course, Gandhi, while not a professing Christian, we know, was tolerant of all. And they're in power. As soon as they came into power, Jonah phoned me. He said to me this: we have 5 years now. The lifetime of a government, they rise and fall in India pace. We have 5 years now, he said. Now's the time for us to move. And move we must. That's what drives us all on, dear friend. Time limited. Opportunity there. Part of India, heart. Andhra Pradesh in the south, where we are, open for the gospel. A day, harvest day. We trust we won't have to lament this past. Let's bow. Father, we do thank you for opportunity tonight to transport our minds out of our own beloved province. This so much missionary-minded province for which millions will thank God for all eternity. We transport ourselves and have for a little while to that field of over 1 million people, over 1 billion people, and a harvest waiting to be reaped. Lord, enable us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.